This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Dollar Shave Club, a company that started with a clever viral video, recently sold for $1 billion, not through an initial public offering in which a company sells stock to the public. It was sold to another much bigger company, the consumer products giant Unilever. It has not been a boom year for these IPOs. Last year, there were 234, according to one tally. This year, so far, just 71. Gigi Duban explains why.
IPOs are going the way of acid wash jeans. Big in the 90s, not so much now. Jay Ritter teaches finance at the University of Florida. He says instead of going public, more companies are selling out.
The bigger company can apply the best technology and produce things efficiently and sell products to consumers at lower prices.
And the smaller guys avoid the hassles of being public. Jerry Davis is author of the book The Vanishing American Corporation.
If you want to go public, you're going to face a lot of demands that take you away from what you think the business is all about.
Like disclosing CEO salaries and keeping investors happy. But companies once had no choice.
Companies went public because they needed money to build factories or to buy railroad tracks or to set up stores across the country.
Now that companies can rent just about anything, equipment, workers, Davis says for many, going public isn't worth the headache. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.